Top Girl Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom, Emmy-winning actress Deborah Messing. Welcome to the show, Deborah. Always nice to see you.
Thank you. Great to see you.
You've got this nice glow right now, this visually. I'm always, you know, doing these Zooms, it's fun because you get to kind of see people's either office or their home. Where are you speaking to us from?
I am speaking from my living room in New York City.
Oh, okay. Looks very nice, very clean. I remember those days. I got three kids running around at the zoo at the house. So well, I remember the clean days.
That's why you're only seeing the corner.
Got it. Fair enough. So you've got this new podcast, The Dissenters. What made you want to get into podcasting?
My friend and partner, Mandana Dayani, and I are both very active. And we have been sort of making it a habit of finding links and videos to really incredible people and sending it to each other to sort of inspire each other, especially during the last few years. It's been It's been a little dark at times. And one day she turned to me and she said, you know, if we start a podcast, we can make these people talk to us.
That's true.
And literally that is how it was born. And we were sitting there and we were like, oh my God, you're right. You're right. We can. And she said, it doesn't even matter if nobody ever listens to it because we'll still be able to ask all the questions we want. And that's really all we want.
Sure. Selfishly, so, it's very cool.
it was completely selfish, but now that it's up and running and we're getting such beautiful feedback from people, the whole focus and intent of it was to empower people, inspire people. You know, there's this misconception that you have to, you know, be really educated or you have to have tons of social media followers or you have to have lots of money in order to get into activism and to actually help make change for good. And so we wanted to dispel that and to show everybody that literally all you have to do is just take one step and you're an activist. And so we discovered all of these, what we call accidental activists, people who never intended to become a hero or to start a foundation or anything. They just saw something that they felt was wrong. And they said, you know, I want to try and make it better.
Yeah, and motivated, and that's great. And I know you're pretty vocal on social media about certain causes you're passionate about, so that's very cool. And it's an impressive guest list. You've had my girl Eva Longoria, Jane Fonda, Jamila Jamil. What do you find that all these ladies have in common?
Those three are obviously famous names, and most of the people that we cover aren't famous, but those three women, I think, are fierce and they're fearless, and somehow they all found their voices very early in life, and none of them were ever scared of any sort of, you know, pushback or flack for speaking whatever their truth was. And, you know, for me, it took me much longer to find my voice. And so that's why that is particularly inspiring to me.
Yeah, I bet all the people you talk to, you know, when I'm doing my show too, I always constantly learning from someone, and it is inspiring, kind of helps keep you sharp, which is pretty cool. I know you were recently in the movie Irresistible, and Jon Stewart, What was the director? How was he as a director?
Oh, he's spectacular. I mean, really. I mean, he's so brilliant. I think I'm sure many people just took for granted just that he was a funny guy, but he is a brilliant screenwriter and, you know, a very intuitive and generous director, and he was playful and he made it fun. And I just think he's brilliant. Oh, he's really amazing.
Oh, that's cool to hear. Very cool to hear. The Return of Will and Grace was obviously a great success. Congratulations on all that. You guys were very clever in the way you brought it back. I happen to coincidentally be bringing back my old show as well. So my question to you is, what's the secret to capturing, or recapturing, I should say, the the original chemistry and charm?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I think the thing that helped Will and Grace live again was that we did the same show that we did 20 years ago when people fell in love with the show. We didn't, change the voice of the show.
Mm-hmm.
All the rules within the show stayed the same. You know, we would talk about, pop culture, what's happening right now in real time. It was very sort of bawdy and always sort of pushing the boundaries. And I think that people are really sort of feeling nostalgic right now. And that's why they're really loving all of these shows from the 90s that made them feel, good. It was a happier time for everybody. Mm. And so good luck. Have you started?
Yeah, we've got, this is my last week, as a matter of fact. So fingers crossed, and hopefully we'll have a quarter of success.
did your first episode feel like you were completely on a different planet?
A little bit. You know, what was different was, because we shot it with the traditional 4 camera, right, in front of a live audience, and now it's single camera.
Yeah, so did we.
So, yeah, okay, yeah, exactly. So it's just a much different tone and feel, and it was cool, but just a longer process, as you know.
Yeah.
But it was fun. So, I'm happy. We got Tracy Wakefield, who was great, and
congratulations.
She's doing a good job. So thanks. Yeah. So fingers crossed. We'll see. I know we have a lot in common too, because I know you were supposed to return to Broadway, which I love. And I'm Birthday Candles, correct?
Yes.
Is that still a possibility at some point when the world seems to go back to somewhat a bit of normalcy?
I'm incredibly grateful and thankful that it is a definite happening.
Nice.
It's through the Roundabout Theater. And so they said that we would be the very first play that they do once Broadway opens up again. And I think, the hope is that we would get back into rehearsal mid-March, April, knocking on wood. Mm-hmm. We were halfway through our rehearsal period when we shut down. And it was it's just such an amazing play. And I was really worried that it would never happen. And thankfully it will.
Oh, that's great to hear. Yeah, I'd love to come and see it. We always make a point to see a bunch of shows when we're down there. So that's good. That's good to hear. How old's your son now?
He just turned 16.
16. Is he driving yet? Well, do you live in New York all the time? Does your son live in New York?
No, New York City is home. So he's not driving yet.
That's the thing about New Yorkers, right? I have friends that have never driven. I live in New York. I'm like, what do you mean? But now as I got older, I'm like, it's the number one pet peeve of mine that I don't like to drive. I'm all about Uber now, but they don't have their license. I'm like, how do you go about your middle-aged man? How do you not have your license?
One of my best friends was born and raised in New York City, and she didn't get her license until she was 41.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Blew my mind.
Isn't that crazy?
I was like, what do you mean you can't drive? What do you mean you can't drive? Yeah. And it's finally she got a job in North Carolina, so she had to learn to drive. And, it's like, Welcome to adulthood.
Right.
I feel like at 41, I'd be too intimidated to even take that on. Like, right. I'd be like, no, you know what? Someone just drive me around.
It sounds daunting.
I'm sure she was like, this
sucks.
Yeah, but still, he wants to learn how to drive. And
that's good.
So I'm sure once COVID is over, we will be heading to the driving, license and school and everything. I told him I wanted to teach him how to drive, and he didn't have a response.
I bet. I got to imagine you don't start out driving in Manhattan, right? That's a little too much for your first.
No, I think what,
although if you do conquer Manhattan, you can drive anywhere.
You're good
to go anywhere in the country.
I grew up in New England, so I great driver, and I'm still scared to drive in Manhattan.
Right, exactly.
It's still daunting. But no, I think what you do, most people go out to Brooklyn and go into like a really big parking lot.
That's the move. Good. That's good, Mom.
yeah.
Before I let you go, Deborah, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
Oh, Uneducated. No. That's not what it's called. Unorthodox. Uneducated was a book I love. Yeah.
Okay. Go to karaoke song.
Oh, it's the Barbra Streisand, Donna Summers, on the radio.
On the radio. Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. All right.
Right?
Yeah. Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, gosh. I think I'd have to go with, when I was really young, Donny Osmond.
I worked with him briefly. Yeah. Very nice guy. Like, nicest guy in the world.
He is a nice guy.
Yes, and he married a woman named Deborah, and she spells her name the exact same way. And when she got married, I literally went into a depression. I like went into my bed, and my mother was like, it's okay. And I was like, I'm the Deborah he was supposed to marry.
Got the wrong Deborah. All right. Dream podcast guest.
Oh, gosh. RBG. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Great.
Because we named it after her motto, the I dissent. So yeah. She would be the person.
You never know. Okay.
Yeah.
And last, something you've learned about yourself in 2020.
Oh, you're never too old to learn something new. I've taken up piano.
Oh, good for you. How's that going?
It's good. I'm teaching myself. I got like 10 books and I got an app, and I'm really coming along.
You know what? You've inspired me, because I've I'm being serious, because I took up jujitsu for my boys right recently, which is okay. Uh-huh. And then my kids play piano too, and I'm like, gosh, I kind of regret not ever playing the piano. I did play the drums when I was a kid. I'm like, maybe I'll dabble a little bit. It's not too late. I like that, Deborah.
Mario, I told you, everyone in the family has to learn different instruments so you can have a family band.
We're going to have the band. I know, we're working on it. We'll be the Latino Partridge Family. We're working on it.
That's right.
So thank you so much, and congratulations on everything.
Thank you so much.
Hopefully we'll get to see you in person one of these days soon.
Yes.
And listen to The Dissenters on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast. Deborah, thanks again for checking in.
Thank you so much. Stay safe.
Thank you. Likewise. Bye.
On with Mario Lopez.